had a lot of fun hanging out with you today. I can't believe we've been in the same classes and never talked until now. Too bad the trip's over and we have to go home. Ugh, 4 hours stuck on a bus and we have the worst seats. All the way in the back next to the bathroom. Gross. Oh, they're turning the lights off. Looks like everyone is going to get some sleep. Are you tired? Yeah, me neither. I'm more of a night person. Hey, I have an idea. Give me your jacket. Now, I'm going to drape this over us like a blanket. You don't mind if I snuggle up next to you and rest my head on your shoulder, do you? Cool. This is nice. I thought of a way to make the trip more exciting. You interested? Yes, that's my hand on your tie. You just need to promise me a couple things. First, you have to stay quiet. No matter what, you can't make any noise. Second, you need to keep your hands to yourself. Put one arm around me and put your other hand under your leg and keep them there. Got it? Good boy. Now lay back and relax. Oh, you feel hard already. Such an eager boy. I'm just going to slowly track my fingers up and down your bulge. It's a long trip, so we should take our time. Don't worry. I'll give you a little squeeze every once in a while. Like this. Shh. You have to stay quiet, or I'll stop. Be a good boy for me. Don't make a sound. This is nice. But now it's my turn. Touching myself, teasing myself through my clothes like I just did to you. Feels so good. Oh. You know, your bulge felt kind of big. I wonder if that's just your bulky jeans. Only one way to find out. Just going to slide my hand in there. Oh my, you are a big boy. Not sure if it will fit through the opening. You don't mind if I fumble around for a bit, do you? I'm sure I can pull it out eventually. There you go. Now you can feel my bare fingers on your heart. Throbbing, straining cock, just gently gliding up and down, light, feathery touches. Shh, 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 shh. I know you want more, baby, but we still have a lot of miles ahead of us. Need to pace ourselves. Mm-hmm. could do this for you for hours. Think you could handle that for me? Just feeling my fingers slightly dance around your cock? How long before you'd go insane? Would you lose control and start jerking off in front of me? Or would you rip my clothes off, bend me over and fuck me? Lucky thing we're stuck on this bus, surrounded by all these people. And you promised to be a good boy, so just have to sit there and take it for me. Shh, don't start whining. It's only been a half hour. This is nothing. Okay, fine. Half hour to your jeans and a half hour of bear tickling. Well, if it's already too much for you, then I guess it's my turn again. I slip my hand down the front of my skirt this time. I'm touching my bare pussy. Very gently touching. It feels so good. Fuck, I'm so turned on. My fingers are gliding along my lips. Teasing you has made me so wet. Oh god, I want to press harder. I want to rub my clit. This is driving me insane. Damn, I can't take anymore. How about I stroke your cock? Would you like that? Okay. But I don't want you to come. You'll just make a big mess and we won't be able to hide it. So promise me you'll hold back, and when you can't take it any longer, squeeze my shoulder. Not if you understand. Good boy. I'm going to stroke you firm and steady. Not too fast, because I don't think you'll last too long if I do. Fuck, you're so hard. Uh-oh, on the edge already? Okay, I'll let go and give you a chance to cool down. Doesn't this feel good? Let's do it again. Oh, you got there a little faster this time. Just keep holding back. You don't want to have an embarrassing wet spot. Remember when I said I could tickle your cock for hours? Well, I could edge you all day long. Would you let me do that? I would tie you to my bed, grab your cock like this, and edge you over and over again. Turn you into a desperate, needy mess. Your cock is throbbing. You like that idea, don't you? You want to be my little edge slut. How many was that? 6? 7? I'm already losing count. But you're getting to the edge faster each time. Such a good boy warning me. Holding back. So hard for me. Stop whimpering. And no whining. You have to stay quiet. There was only 5 more edges. I know you can take more. You're such a good boy. Wow, just one stroke and you're on edge? Maybe you need another break. Oh, I'm touching myself. again. Harder this time. Fuck, this feels so good. Oh god. I'm getting close. I'm going to come. Wow. That was close. I like teasing myself almost as much as I do teasing boys. Almost. I'm going to go again. Ready? Like 3 or 4 times. I don't know how you can stand it. I must have edged you at least a couple dozen times by now. You're such a good, strong boy for me. Speaking of, it's your turn again. I'm gonna stroke you fast. Get you really close. Are you there, baby? Ready? I'm going to stop stroking and just gently rub right under the head of your cock. Does that feel good? That should keep you right on the edge. Hold you so very close so that just one more stroke and you'd explode all over yourself. But I'm not gonna give it to you. We don't want to make a mess, and you want to be a good boy for me. Don't come, baby. Just enjoy this never-ending edge. Ride it while we ride this bus down the road. Mile after mile. And you can't do anything except sit there and suffer in pleasure. Shh, no whimpers or begging. We don't want anyone else to hear us. Good boy. Just take it and hope I push you a little too far and make you come all over yourself. I'll bet right now you don't care what kind of mess you make. You just want to come and come and come. But I'm a mean little tease and won't let you. I'm such a bad girl, torturing you like this. Okay. Time for a rest. Plus, we're almost there. I've been teasing both of us for hours. Just time for one more thing. I'm getting myself back to the edge. I'm not going to keep myself there. Just like I did for you. Oh fuck, this was so good. I want to come so bad. It would be so mean and unfair if I get an orgasm and you don't. But I wouldn't do that to you, right? Only a bad girl would do that. So I'm going to ride the edge for you. No. Oh wait. I just remembered. I'm a very bad girl. Better put you away before you get in trouble for indecent exposure. Oh, wow. That's a lot of pre-cum. Looks like you made a mess after all. Oops. Oh, don't be mad. Just keep your jacket in front of you. No one will notice. If you want, you can come back to my house and I'll make it up to you. No, I'm still probably not going to let you come. If you really want that, then just go home and jerk off. But if you want to keep playing, then follow me to my car. Good boy. We're going to have so much fun tonight. At least I know.